Good evening. You know that feeling when you look at your to-do list and every single thing on it is something you said yes to, something you committed to, something you're now responsible for, and yet somehow none of it is moving you forward. Like you're exhausted, overwhelmed, maybe even a little resentful. And the kicker is that nobody asked you to do most of this stuff you volunteered. You stepped up. You saw the need and filled it because that's what you do. But this is what nobody's going to tell you. Being busy doesn't mean you're being obedient. And doing all the work doesn't mean you're doing your work. If you're running on fumes, spinning your wheels, and wondering why nothing's actually changing your life, even though you're doing everything for everyone else, then this episode is probably going to knock the wind out of you. Because today I want to talk about why you're doing all the work and still not getting results. And more importantly, what to do about it. You guys, welcome back to the Listen Bitch podcast. I am Brandon Lynette. And if you're new here, I'll just tell you a little about what I'm about here. My whole mission is helping people, especially my neurodivergent crowd. Okay, help you step into the potential that God placed inside of you. Not the potential that other people see, not the role that everyone expects you to play, but that real, raw, specific calling that Jesus paid a price for you to walk in. And I work with people who are done playing small, done people pleasing their way through life, and ready to take massive responsibility for creating their future with God. That means getting honest about where you're spending your energy. Or why you're spending it there, and whether it's actually even aligned with where you're supposed to be going. And speaking of alignment, I am always on the lookout for new sponsors who get this. If you have a brand that shares these core values, that believes in helping people step into their God-given potential and live with intention, please reach out to me. Let's talk. I am not interested in slapping a logo on something just to make a buck. I want partners who actually care about the shit that I do. Faith, authenticity, transformation, doing the inner work so the outer work actually matters. So if that's you, reach out. Let's build something together. And listen, you're doing all the work, and I mean all of it. You're the one who shows up early, you stay late, you pick up the slack when someone else drops the ball. You're the person that people call when they need something done right. And you're juggling the job, you're juggling the side hustle, the family responsibilities, the friend who needs you, the project nobody else wanted to lead. And on paper, like, girl, it looks like you're crushing it. But inside, you're dying. You're tired in a way that sleep doesn't fix. You're frustrated because you can see other people coasting while you're grinding. And the worst part is that you're not even getting the results you want in your own life. Like, maybe you're the person at work who always volunteers for the extra project because you want to be seen as dependable. But when it's time for the promotion, someone else gets it. Or maybe you're the one in the friend group who plans everything, remembers everyone's birthdays, checks in when people are struggling. But when you're going through it, your phone is silent. Maybe, you're doing community service, leading groups, coordinating events, pouring into everyone else's growth and needs while your own everything, especially your relationship with God, has just been reduced to a 5-minute panic prayer in the car when shit hits the fan. You're giving and you're giving and you're giving, but your bank account isn't growing. Your peace is not increasing. And your purpose feels further away than ever. And this is what happens. You have confused motion with progress. You have mistaken activity for obedience. And because your brain might be wired a little differently, because you might be someone who hyperfocuses, who sees all the needs at once, who feels deeply responsible for fixing things that aren't even yours to fix, you have built this whole life where you're indispensable to everyone except yourself. And you're so busy being helpful that you have forgotten to be intentional. That's not humility. Listen, bitch, that's not service. That's you just avoiding shit and pretending to be productive. And this is going to play out everywhere in your life. This is going to be the person who can't say no because they're terrified of disappointing people. So their calendar is a nightmare of commitments that they regret the second they agree to it. Or it's the entrepreneur who's doing all of the admin, all of the customer service, all of the content creation because they can't afford to hire help yet, but they also can't afford not to because they're so burned out, they can't think straight enough to grow. It's the parent who's running themselves ragged, trying to be everything to everyone, signing up for every school event, every sports team, every volunteer opportunity while their own dreams are sitting in a notebook collecting dust. And I want to try to explain this from my experience as someone who is super neurodivergent, okay? If your brain lights up with dopamine when someone thanks you when you complete a task or when you solve a problem for someone else, you're going to keep chasing that hit. It's a high and it's addiction. And you're going to keep saying yes because it feels good in the moment, even if it's killing you in the long run. And if you struggle with that executive function, with prioritizing, with knowing what actually matters versus what just feels urgent, you're going to end up doing everything because you can't figure out what to do first. And if you've spent your whole life being told you're too much or not enough, you're going to overcompensate by being useful because at least then people need you. At least then you matter. But Jesus did not call you to be useful. You understand that. He called you to be obedient, and those are two very different things. And this gets worse, especially, listen, bitch, in my experience, okay, during transition seasons, and this is my personal life, this is the people that I coach. Like when you're between jobs or between relationships or between identities, when you don't know who you are or where you're going, you fill the void with doing. You take on more because it gives you a sense of control, a sense of purpose. Even if it's not your purpose. And the shit's gonna flare up when you're scared, when you're afraid that if you stop moving, people will forget about you. When you're terrified that if you're not constantly producing, you're not valuable. And it shows up the hardest when you're actually on the edge of a breakthrough because the devil knows that if you step into your real calling, if you focus on what God actually put you here to do, you're gonna be dangerous. So he keeps you distracted. He keeps you busy. He keeps you tired. And you'll notice this the most in the moments when you're about to do something for yourself, when you're about to work on your business or write that book or take that class, have that hard conversation. And suddenly, like everyone needs you. Suddenly, there's an emergency. Suddenly, you're the only one that can fix it. And because you're just wired to care, because you're wired to help, you drop everything. Thing again, and your dream gets pushed back again, and you tell yourself it's fine. It's just one more day. It's just one more week. Brandon, it's just one more month. But it's been years, and you're still in the same place, still doing all the work and still not getting results. And this matters more than you think. God gave you gifts. Specific gifts, not generic bullshit like just be a good person. That's not it. But like actual tailored, irreplaceable gifts that are meant to do something specific in this world in your lifetime. And when you spend all of your time and energy doing things that literally anyone else could do, you're robbing the world of what only you can do. And worse, you're robbing yourself of the life that Jesus died to give you. He didn't pay the price for you to live exhausted and resentful and unfulfilled. He didn't sacrifice everything so you could spend your one life being everyone else's backup plan. And I know what you're thinking. But Brandon, serving is good. Helping people is biblical. Aren't we supposed to lay down our lives? Yes. Abso-fucking-lutely. But listen, bitch, there is a difference between laying down your life and letting people walk all over you. There is a difference between sacrificial service and self-sabotage. Jesus served with intention. He withdrew to pray. He said no. He didn't heal every single person in every single town. He stayed focused on his assignment. Even when it pissed everybody off, and it did. Even when people didn't understand, he knew that his calling wasn't to make everyone happy. It was to do what the Father sent him to do. You have an assignment too. And every hour you spend doing work that is not yours is an hour you're stealing from the work that is. Every time you say yes to something that you should have said no to, you're saying no to something you should have said yes to. And eventually, this all catches up. And eventually, you look around and you realize you built a life that you don't even want. A life where you're important to everyone but invisible to yourself. So, Brandon, what the fuck do I do? What do I do? How do I break the cycle? Well, you start by getting brutally honest about what's actually yours to carry. Not what you can carry, because listen, bitch, hyper independence, we're badasses, we can carry it all. But I'm saying you have to get honest about what you're called to carry. Because the thing is, just because you're capable of doing something doesn't mean it's your responsibility. Just because you're good at it doesn't mean it's your assignment. And you have to stop letting your competence dictate your calendar and start letting your calling dictate it instead. Spend that time with God. Sit down and ask him point blank, what do you actually want me focused on right now? Not what your boss wants, not what your family expects, not what you think you should be doing based on everyone else's opinions, but like, what does he want? And then take a deep breath, because this is the hardest part. You have to be willing to disappoint people to obey him. You have to be willing to let shit fall apart that you were never supposed to be holding together in the first place. You have to trust that if God didn't assign it to you, he assigned it to someone else, and it's not your job to do the work for them. This means you start saying no. Not maybe, not I'll think about it. No. And that could be a one-word answer. A very simple, that's not something I could take on right now. That doesn't align with my priorities. I'm not the person for that. And you don't apologize. And don't let me catch you apologizing. You understand? Don't over-explain. You don't owe anyone anything. And you don't justify yourself into a corner until you talk yourself into saying yes anyway. You just say no and you let it stand. And it also means that you have to audit your life. You have to look at everything you're currently doing and ask yourself, is this producing fruit? Is this moving me closer to where God is calling me, or is this just keeping me busy? And if it's the latter, if this is just busy work, cut it, delegate it, let it go. And yeah, people are going to be upset. People will say, oh, you have changed. People will accuse you of being selfish. Let them, because the people who are supposed to be in your life are going to respect your boundaries. The people who are aligned with your purpose will support your focus. And the ones who only valued you for what you could do for them, well, let's just say they will reveal themselves and they will remove themselves. That is not a loss, babe. That is a gift. And if your brain is like mine and it tries to make this harder, like if you struggle with the guilt, with people pleasing, with the fear of missing out, with the inability to prioritize, get support. Work with a coach, find an accountability partner, build systems that are going to protect your time and energy, use tools, use timers, use whatever you need to stay on track. Your brain isn't broken, it just needs some structure, it needs some clarity, and it needs you to stop trying to do everything and start doing the one thing that actually matters. Listen, bitch, you were made for more than this. More than the exhaustion, more than the resentment, more than doing all of the work and watching other people get the results. God didn't put a calling on your life just to watch you burn out trying to be everything to everyone. He gave you that specific assignment, and it's really time to get serious about it. It's time to stop letting other people's emergencies become your priorities. It's time to stop sacrificing your future on the altar of other people's convenience. You're not here just to be useful. You're here to be obedient. And when you step into that, everything changes. So if the show did knock the wind out of you a little bit, do me a favor. First of all, like the show. And wherever you're at this moment, please subscribe so you don't miss the next one. And then leave a written review wherever you're at, okay? I genuinely want you to know that I'm here for you, okay? And I want to know how this lands for you. I want to know how this can help you. Make sure you head over to my website, brandonlinette.com, for all the things related to what we're building here. Okay, sign up for the love letters, stay connected, and while you're at it, I have a huge favor to ask. Okay, I need you to go to my YouTube channel because I'm newbie there. Okay, day one we started from zero, and I really want to build up that community. So please go to my YouTube channel, subscribe, watch the full video version of this episode. I do record mostly Monday through Thursday. I go live on YouTube. If you ever just want to watch the live show, it's there. But there's something about just seeing the conversation, I feel like, that kind of makes it stick a little harder. So, need you to go step into your calling. Stop doing all of the work that is not yours, okay? Start doing the one thing that is. I love you guys.